Williams reveals more secret life with Richard Caldicott, Josephine Cusin, Aubrey Woods, Caroline Blakiston, Leslie Heritage, and John Hollis in Those Tingles Down My Spine. And here's the man with the revelations, Mr. Kenneth Williams.
You're too kind. Thank you, please. One of the indisputable facts of life is that I have got this brilliant intellect. Now, it's true, I was offered a chair. I was at the university, yes. But I got this three-piece, uncut moquette, so I didn't bother, you see. But sometimes I ask myself, is brain enough? If I am to wage war on Britain's enemies, is brawn not more desirable than brain? Now, I was reading one of these American magazines, and I saw this ad which said, do you want a body like mine? And there was this puny little weakling with a sad face and long baggy bathing drawers having sand kicked in his face while his great hair bully, and he takes this bodybuilding course, you see, and within days he's throbbing all over with these bulging biceps in these baggy drawers have all gone short and tight. So I thought, that's for me, short and tight, you see. So I'm not averse to having a drop every now and again. So I filled in the coupon which said, I want to zing with dynamic energy. Rush me your bodybuilding kit by return. That was 6 months ago, and I'm still waiting. Mind you, I had to include my address and zip code. I didn't even know what zip code was, do you? Apparently it's their postal address. Well, I looked at my zip and it hadn't got anything on it, so I just put Rustless. And, perhaps that's why it ain't arrived. Still, brains are better than brawn every time, as I found out in this week's tale of macabre, hair-raising horror.
You have the wax doll, lad.
Let us hear, master.
Then hold it still as I plunge the red-hot needle into its vitals. So...
What is it?
Wake up, you're having a nightmare.
That's right, I had a nightmare. My ears, it was horrible. Someone made an effigy of me and was sticking red hot pins right through my vitals.
Oh, Harry. Oh. Thank goodness it was only a dream.
Yes. What's the time?
7:30. What are you doing in my bedroom at 7:30 in the morning?
You specially asked me to call you early.
Did I? Oh, of course, my holidays. I'm going away today on my holidays. 7 glorious days at Bognor-upon-Sea. Oh, I can smell the ozone now.
Yeah, that rotten cat must have been shut in again last night. What I can't understand, Kenny, is why are you leaving so early?
So I can get away before Sir Charles finds out.
Haven't you told him?
No fear. You know him. He's bound to find some rotten job for me, and that would stop me going.
I want my holiday, Maze. You don't know what it is to look forward for something for so long and not get it.
Yes, I do, Kenny.
Oh, I've been a whole week at Mrs. Grimble's boarding house. That's the nearest thing you can get to paradise in this life, Mae.
Oh, I wish I was going with you.
Her cooking is out of this world. Her spotted dick. Oh.
She boils it in her stocking, you know.
Her stocking?
Yes, we get offered a slice off the thigh end. You know you're well in. First year I went, I got a bit of the ankle. Last year, a bit of the knee. So I'm obviously working my way up to better things. What's for breakfast?
Well, nothing so exotic as Mrs. Grimble's spotted dick, I'm afraid.
What?
Crispy flakes and toast.
No!
What is it?
Oh, that stabbing pain again. Like a red-hot needle.
Kenny?
What?
Someone's made a wax doll in your image and they're sticking it with pins. I saw it in a film. It's witchcraft.
Witchcraft? I mean, how ludicrous.
Now, you shouldn't scoff, Kenny. What about Rosemary's baby?
Well, she didn't have that through being stuck with pins, did she? That's for sure.
Oh, hello. One of my hairpins must have dropped out when I was making the bed. Oh. Move over.
Oi, oi, oi. Come out of the bed, Cozy. What are you doing?
Just having a feel around.
Oh, here.
I'm trying to find it.
You nearly succeeded. Come out. It's not decent. If you've got surplus energy, use it up in answering that door.
Oh, all right, Kenny. Sir Charles!
I'm sorry to call at this unearthly hour, Maisie.
Oh, I'm sorry my hair's all disarranged, Sir Charles. I got messed up in Kenny's bed.
At 7:30 in the morning? Good Lord, it's like having stew for breakfast.
Do you want Kenny?
If you've finished with him.
Oh, hold on, I'll get him. It's him, Sir Charles.
What?
It's him.
Oh, no, no, he's not stopping my holiday. Tell him I'm not here. Tell him I've gone. Tell him you don't know when I'll be back.
Hello, William.
Oh, Sir Charles. Oh, Sir Charles.
Yes.
Oh, I beg a basin.
All right. What a delightful surprise. Why didn't you tell me Sir Charles was here, Maisie? Not a girl of early.
Shut your mouth. Oh, I must apologize for seeing you in my pajamas.
Yes, I wouldn't be seen dead in them.
Oh, thanks. Well, worse things have happened in history, you know. One French nobleman used to receive visitors while seated on the commode.
Oh, why did he do that?
I suppose he didn't want to incommode himself. Laughing at it, Bobby and dear. Ah, how nice of you to come and wish me bon voyage, Sir Charles. You know, I appreciate you're a busy man, so I won't keep you now. Show his highness.
No, no, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. Bon voyage.
Yes, I start my holidays today, catching the 8:30 to Bogomafonsi.
Out of the question.
Eh?
You'll have to forget all about your holidays. I have an important job for you.
Forget about my holidays. Forget about my holidays. You can't ask me to do that. I've been looking forward to it all year. I've sweated and slaved and worn my fingers to the bone. Body all aching and racked with pain. Lifted barge and tortured bill. In his wrong and learning. In jail I did.
Well, that's not the right bit, is it? No. Surely you're not going to deny me my place in the sun.
Just a few days under God's good skies, all I ask. Is it too much? Is it too much?
I'm sorry, Williams. What were you saying? I wasn't listening.
I'm not going through all that rubbish all over again. You've got to let me go on my holiday.
Out of the question.
I paid in advance. £6 down the drain.
Well, ask for it back.
I can't. Mrs. Gimble never refunds money unless you send a death certificate.
Yes, well, even that might be possible. It's a dangerous job.
Other secret agents have holidays. What about James Bond? He went to Jamaica. And he had pussy galore. I don't even get it in limited quantities. And I do love cats. I'm on the
very well, very well. Realize. If your sordid little holidays mean so much, then go. Enjoy yourself. Don't spare a thought for your less fortunate colleagues whose sense of duty compels them to flog themselves to death to keep England clean and decent.
Sir Charles!
Don't touch me, don't touch me.
No, it's just I was looking forward to a bit of spotted dick. You
yes,
understand.
I understand from Maisie you've already had it.
Oh!
I'll show myself.
No, no, wait. No, please, I've been a thoughtless fool. Of course, you're right. My country must come first.
No, forget it. Goodbye.
But I want to go. I insist on going.
Oh, well, if you insist, what can I say?
Bless you, Sir Charles. Oh, bless you, darling. Only a nice man, Maisie.
Well?
What is the job?
Now, report to my office in an hour's time, and I'll have full detail.
I see.
All I know is that it involves one of our top nuclear scientists, and it's a matter of life and death.
Oh?
I hope it won't take too long. I'm off on my own holidays tomorrow, and I'm not putting them off for anyone.
What do you think of this Professor Cruxley, then, sir?
Well, he may be a brilliant scientist, Tompkins, but he's a bit round the bend.
No?
Ghostly noises, witchcraft. We were formed to fight bra, not to wet nurse an eccentric professor who hears bumps in the night.
I hope that was an accident, Mr. Williams.
I've just seen the quality. Lovely cloth. That's beautiful.
Yes, come in, Williams, and sit down.
Ah, sit down.
Oh, get up, Williams, and stop it.
Sorry.
You better get the professor, Miss Gibbs.
Yes, Sir Charles.
This professor, listen, what is his trouble, then?
He suffers from evil manifestation.
Poor devil. Oh, perhaps you better have the windows open, then. I've got a very sensitive nose, you know. Do you mean the kind that things...
Professor Cruxley, sir.
Oh, he smells all right to me.
Quiet, Williams. Oh. And my dear professor, take a seat.
Oh, thank you.
No, not away. Just down here.
Perhaps you tell us how my department can help you, Professor.
I am slowly being killed.
Oh. What's the matter? What is
poison. What's the matter?
It's stabbing pains. Awful burning stabbing pains. Like red hot needles plunged into the sensitive parts of my body.
Oh, I get them. It's indigestion. Or if I have too much vinegar on me gherkins. Pooh, what an other.
No. Would it were only indigestion. It is something much more sinister, I am afraid.
What do you mean?
It's black magic.
Never.
Witchcraft!
How ludicrous.
You shouldn't scoff, Mr. Williams. There's more things in heaven and earth.
Yes, what about Rosemary's baby?
For the last time, I'm not responsible for Rosemary's baby.
As you sit on my lap in a shatterbang, don't mean say strike to advantage of her position. I mean,
I
might
be... I'm sorry. Thank you very much indeed. Now, I am engaged in nuclear research. Highly important work. I am on the verge...
I can see it, yes. You hold on.
Perfecting a new high-power, low-cost nuclear generator which will provide Britain with a source of cheap energy and make her the leading industrial nation in the old world. Make me out of breath as well. All other sources of power would become obsolete. Well, naturally, there are certain evil people who don't want this to happen.
The gas board?
No, not the gas board. They've all been converted. Oh. A diabolical anti-British organization known as BRA.
BRA.
I had better start from the beginning. I live in a place called Screaming Hag.
Screaming Hag? Oh, nice.
It's a small village in Dartmoor, not far from the prison. It has a very strange history.
What do you mean?
Years ago, they used to burn witches.
Burn witches? I couldn't have thrown out much heat. Didn't have any coal.
It is no joking matter, Mr. Williams. My house is called Skull Cottage, which is where I carry out my experimental work when those devils let me. But there are noises. Strange noises. Screams. Laughs. Whisperings. The other day when I went to make the tea, blood flowed out of the tap.
Blood? Oh, but it made the tea taste audible, wouldn't it?
Oh, it did.
Horrible.
It did. More like cocoa.
Yeah.
Then, this morning, I found...
What is it?
It's a wax doll with pins stuck in it.
Oh.
It's supposed to be you, Professor.
Precisely. It's the way witches and devil worshippers kill their victims. They make a wax doll in his image, and after suitable incantations involving graveyard dirt and other horrible things, they plunge in pins, look you! Where the pins enter the doll, the victim receives a corresponding agonizing pain.
I bet that one bad enough to do the chip, didn't it?
They have me in their power, you see. And the next step is to kill me.
No.
And when they do that, the secret of my invention dies with me.
Well, you've got it down on paper, surely?
I don't trust it to paper at this stage.
No, I don't trust paper either.
You can't trust it these days. It's all here. In my head.
I see.
If England is to be a great power, you must stop these fiends from killing me.
But how would they kill you? I mean, how would
I'll tell you. The witches' coven will meet at midnight in a secret place. After a particularly hideous rite, as the first stroke of midnight sounds on the graveyard clock, I will die horribly.
Oh, I'm sure you died very well.
Well, then, what horrible rite has to take place first?
The sacrifice of a naked, unsullied maiden.
An unsullied maiden? Oh, that's all right, Professor. I mean, wherever they find one of them.
There are still some women who didn't go with you on your shatterbang outing, you know, William. But it doesn't sound too difficult, Professor. All we've got to do is to stop the coven carrying out this ritual. It shouldn't take long to defeat a few old women.
Ah, but they are not women witches. They are male witches.
Sounds like a right load of our warlocks.
And the leader of the coven calls himself Big Brother.
Big Brother. Well, Professor, you may safely leave this in our hands.
Thank you.
As soon as I return from my holidays, I shall attend to this matter personally.
Your holidays, man? There is no time to be lost. Don't you realize that tonight is Wild Purges night?
Oh, don't forget the prunes, then.
Wild Purges!
This is the most evil date in the witch's calendar. If they are going to kill me, it will be tonight.
Oh, all right. Then we leave right away. Now get the car out, Tompkins. We're off to Screaming Hag within the hour. What did that signpost say, Tompkins?
Screaming Hag, 3 miles, sir. Shouldn't be long.
Oh, things are fast, you know. It's a proper fuss. I should be on my holidays, you know. I have the eggs all hard boiled for my sandwiches. They won't keep till next year. They go off.
You don't believe in the supernatural, then, Kelly?
Of course I don't. A load of rubbish, you don't.
My mother disturbed a ghost in my sister's bedroom one night. It disappeared through the window, and we were on the fourth floor.
That was the night they found your lodger in the garden with a broken leg, wasn't it? Strange coincidence.
He was in the garden when he saw the ghost, and he broke his leg chasing it.
Yeah, and the shock of it made his pyjamas jump right up into your sister's bedroom. And I'll tell you something, Sir Charles.
What's that, William?
Your Professor Crutchley seems a very shifty type to me.
I'm afraid it takes a gentleman to recognize a gentleman, Williams, so I'll excuse your mistake.
Just kick me a
shot. Why are we staring down, Tompkins?
We are here, sir. This is Screaming Hag.
Ooh, what a creepy-looking place.
Yeah. Probably looks better in the daylight. What's the time?
As soon as those bats fly away from the clock tower, I'll tell you. It's 11:30.
Half an hour before they come and meet. Well, it'll give us a chance to look over Skull Cottage. Now, I wonder where it is.
Well, there's only one house with a light on over there. Perhaps we could ask.
Ah, yes. Nip over and ask, would you?
Why does it always have to be me? I don't have to do this, you know. I could be earning a steady £3 a week on the stage.
Argue.
Anyone at home? Oi! Anyone in? Oi! Here!
If you don't go away, my handsome, you'll regret it.
Here! Wait a minute! Here! Come out!
You've asked for it.
How dare you!
Kelly, did he pour water over you?
With my luck, no. You dirty old man!
How are you playing up now?
Flying, he took a pot shot at me. The potpourri.
Yes, well, never mind about that now. We found Skull Cottage. There it is, down that lane, by the graveyard.
Oh, they've got a dryer in there. What a charming place, isn't it? Delightfully macabre and eerie.
Yes, well, here's the key. Nip in and have a look around.
Me?
Yes.
On my own?
Of course.
But it's haunted.
But you said you weren't afraid of that old rubbish.
You don't want to believe everything I say.
I think you're very brave going in there on your own, Mr. Williams.
Oh, yes. Well, of course, I'd go in like a shop, but I haven't got a torch. You see, I mean, there's no point in me going in without a torch.
Here's one, Penny.
Thank you. Very kind.
The battery's on the blink.
Oh, no.
It should be quite bright inside with a full moon reflected off those gravestones.
You say the nicest things, Maze, don't you? For putting a chap at his ease.
Yeah, but off you go, Williams, and see what you can find. Yeah. And don't worry about us. We'll be quite safe in the car.
It's not fair. Why can't I be a coward like everybody else? Where's the key? I'll leave the door open just in case the others want to call for help or something. Yes. In we go.
What was that?
Oh, the door blew shut. Oh, must give me half a chance to find its way back down from my throat. There's no chance of being any electric light, I suppose. No, it's what they call a period cottage. All oil lamps, earth closets, and your garden full of rhubarb. This torch is a bit dodgy. I hope the battery lasts. Oh, I want... What was that?
I'm not on my own, you know. I've got a lot of people with me.
This way, men. I'll breathe in this bag, sir, will you? Is this your car? Colonel Sergeant, in you.
And there's lots more. I've got the Highland Light Infantry with me. Yes, you can't hear them. They've got their shoes off.
And mangle splinters, lads. Hey, okay. Hey, all right, lads.
What's that? My torch has gone out.
Form a circle around the lads, eh? Shoot to kill.
Who are you? I can't see anything.
You'll never save the professor. He's as good as dead.
Dead?
He's dead.
At midnight, the blasted oak will be stained with
blood. Oh! He will die.
Die to Leiter. Oh, why doesn't my torch work? That's better. But there's no one here. I must have imagined it. Oh, that's right. I imagined it. That's it. Yeah. There's someone in that cupboard. The door's not quite shut. Oh, if this was a film, a body would fall out and I'd say, feet, get moving. And I'd run like hell. Oh, but it's not a film and there's no one in here. You're frightened to look, aren't you?
No, I'm not. No, I'm a stand-up.
Just I can't stand the smell of muffles. All right, just to prove there's nothing there, I'll open it.
Now calm down, Williams. Tell us what happened.
It was awful. First these horrible voices in there, and then this cupboard. Something told me not to open the cupboard.
Yes.
I knew there was something in there. Like the brave fellow I am, I moved my hand forward and turned the handle. The door creaked open. No, it's too horrible.
If you're referring to your acting, I agree with you.
Thank you.
But what was in the cupboard, Mr. Williams?
A body. Stuck with knives and oozing blood.
Whose body?
The professor's. Oh. We are too late. He's dead.
Who's dead?
Professor Cruxley.
Where? Oh, yes, that's me. Yes, that's right.
You?
I just got here. Who's dead?
According to this fool, you are.
But I saw your body oozing blood.
Hallucinations.
How dare you?
Hallucinations, perhaps, but induced by the forces of black magic. They were showing you how my body will look after midnight.
Oh, then I wouldn't wear a good suit if I were you.
Did these voices give you any clues to where the cupboard would be?
They referred to this blasted oak. They said, at midnight, when the blasted oak is red with blood, the professor dies.
Blasted oak?
Is that your local, is it?
No. It's the traditional witches' meeting place.
You know where it is?
Yes, on the moor a mile or so from here.
But what's all this about it being stained with blood?
That will be the human sacrifice I told you about.
Human sacrifice? What sort of human sacrifice?
A person absolutely pure in word, thought, and deed.
Kelly, that's you to a T. Oh, you've got to protect my Kelly, Sir Charles. I'm not having him stained.
You're not having me, period. Thank you very much.
Our first duty, Maisie, is to protect the professor. Oh. So, Big Brother will be at the blasted oak at midnight. We've got him, Tompkins. We've got him. We'll surround the place with police. Oh, he won't get away this time. Tompkins, I want every available constable here within 10 minutes.
Well, there's only the one local man, sir. We're miles from anywhere, you know.
Oh, damn, you're right.
I might make a suggestion.
What, Professor?
We are only a few miles from Dartmoor Prison. Why not get the warders to help you?
Exactly what I was going to say. What a brilliant brain you have, Professor.
Tompkins? Yes, Sir Charles.
Now get onto the gunner of Dartmoor Prison. I want every available warder to meet me north of the blasted oak in 10 minutes. Use our authority from the Prime Minister if there is any difficulty.
Right you are, Sir Charles.
What do you want, Sir Charles? What do you want me and Maisie to do?
No, we can't afford any mess up.
What do you...
you've done enough, my boy. Now, you and Maisie wait here in the car and don't move until we come back with Big Brother.
We should have stayed in the car, Kenny.
Rubbish. He just wants to get all the credit for himself. Well, I, for one, am going to be in at the kill.
Oh, I think you're lovely when you're determined.
Oh, isn't it?
It's a long way to walk, isn't it?
No, it's just the way I walk. Oh, I wish I was at Bogmouth now, enjoying Mrs. Grimble's largesse. Oh.
I knew you didn't just go for the food.
You?
Oh, you are.
Oh, just
a
beat.
Listen.
What?
Listen.
What is... that's the coven. They're just over that rise.
Now, remember what Sir Charles said? Stay away.
Oh, shut up. There's no harm in just looking. I'll just creep a little bit nearer.
I'll keep your head down, then. They mustn't see us.
There they are. Look, Maze. The devil worshippers.
Don't look.
The men are all in the nude.
Kenny, there's someone tied to the tree.
It's the human sacrifice.
It's Miss Gibbs.
The villains! They've stripped her to the waist!
I'd love to get my hands on those monsters.
I bet you would.
No!
Yes!
I'm talking about the villains!
Oh.
Bouncing around, look at them.
Oh, I'm sorry, I can't get used to you being reformed.
No, don't strain yourself.
Oh, look!
What?
There's one who's not in the nude. Look, where? The one in the mask and those long robes.
Oh, don't you recognize him, Mays? That's Big Brother.
Blood of bat, spawn of newt.
How could
he? Sharp the knife, white the skin.
A load of old rubbish. Oh. They're going to kill her, Mays. There's no sign of Sir Charles. I'm going in there.
Let's spot you at once, Kenny. They're all in the nude.
Yeah, but, oh, then blow the BBC. I'll strip off like them.
But it would stick out like a sore thumb.
What would?
Your white skin. They're all suntan.
Oh, that's right. They've had their holidays. No, I haven't. Oh, well, tell me, what's happening now?
Big Brother's holding the knife over Miss Gibb.
No.
Well, they seem to be waiting for something.
Yes. It's waiting for the first stroke of midnight. That's what the professor said. And look, that cloud will be over the moon in a minute. It'll be pitch black. That'll be our chance. As soon as it's dark, we'll nip across. You hit Big Brother on the head, and I'll pinch his robes. Come on. Right now.
The light falls on the sacrifice.
Blood of bat, spawn of newt, collar of bacon, chest of drawers, pair of knickers.
Let the knife drink her blood.
All right, Miss Gibbs, it's me.
Mr. Williams, no.
I'll cut your bonds and we'll run.
You'll spoil everything.
Oh, we won't.
All everyone, what's the matter?
The police, Blood Brothers, ride!
We've got him. We've got Big Brother.
Good man. Now, let me take off the mask.
Hello. Surprise, surprise.
Williams, what are you dressed in his clothes for? You've spoilt everything.
What?
This isn't Big Brother. He's got away. After him. After him.
Ah, there you are. Have you caught him?
Oh, I'm sorry, Professor. Thanks to this fool here, Big Brother has got away.
Oh, no, he hasn't got away.
What are you doing?
I'm ripping off his false beard and wig. Your so-called Professor Crutchley is none other than our arch-enemy, Big Brother.
Curses. Williams, you're a marvel. Now, keep him covered, Tompkins.
This gun's loaded, Big Brother.
Yeah, it's all right. At my age, I'm not going to run.
Yeah, how old are you?
Mind your own business.
We'd better get him back to London right away, sir.
London, Tompkins, yes. Where's your brains? Dartmoor Prison's just down the road. Take him there. We'll meet you back at Skull Cottage, are you? I must put a call through to the Prime Minister straight away.
They're getting the Prime Minister to the phone now, Sir Charles.
Excellent, excellent. But tell me, how did you know he was Big Brother, Kenny?
Well, you know Maisie coshed Big Brother on the air when I pinched his robe.
Yes?
Well, I thought it was very funny that the Professor should have a lump spring up in just the same place.
Brilliant, brilliant, absolutely brilliant.
Not
exactly
just
the Professor. The same way as I spotted.
But what I can't understand is why he should dress up as the Professor and go through with his whole rigmarole.
That doesn't matter, Williams. The merest detail. The main thing is that I've got him safe and sound under lock and key.
Yes,
hurry up with the Prime Minister, Miss Gibbs. What's that noise?
Sir Charles! Sir Charles!
What is it, Tompkins? And what's that noise?
It's the siren from the prison, sir. There's been a massive jailbreak. Big Brother and all the members of the Brotherhood we caught last week have got away.
Got away? But what were the warders doing?
Well, they're all out over the moor hunting for the coven, sir. It's been a put-up job. A big red herring. We've been tricked.
Oh, no.
The Prime Minister on the phone, Sir Charles.
Prime Minister? Oh, no. Tell him it's the wrong number.
No, wait a minute. Leave it to me. Hello? Prime Minister, hold the line. Sir Charles Prattle will speak to you now.
Yes.
Come on. Perhaps next time you'll let me go on my holidays. Hold the line. Sir, he's coming.
No,
seven
no,
glass
no,
of salvation.
No,
he's on fire.
And with Kenneth Williams, Richard Caldicott, Josephine Hewson, Aubrey Woods, Caroline Blakiston, Leslie Heritage, and John Hollis in Those Tingles Down My Spine. Also involved were Robin Brown and Sam Dastal. The series is written by R.D. Wingfield and produced by Keith Williams.